Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I hope from the bottom of my heart that I did not just cut this camera on to record me talking about how high rental car prices are. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm trying to rent a car in Youngstown, Ohio for a couple days because I usually rent a car from the airport, keep it for 2 weeks. I got comfortable paying X amount of dollars because I thought I needed it. But now the prices have gone up so high, I pay $600. I say it. I pay $300 a week, $600 to have that car sit there and look at me. Because I didn't go nowhere. Hell, I didn't leave the house for seven day stretch. And then when I did, it was only like to go one or two places. And one of those places was just to say that I went someplace. So what I'm going to do is rent a car, Cleveland Airport, drive it to Youngstown, drop it off, and then rent another car the day before I leave, drive to Cleveland Airport, drop it off. Price wasn't bad. You know, the price wasn't bad for that. Uber would have been like $150 each way or something like that, which is not horrible and would have been cheaper, kind of, than paying $600, $400 or $500 for that car to sit there. Because I could use Uber in Youngstown, and I kind of excited to do that, just to try it out. You know, I mean, I don't know where I go. I can damn near walk every place I need to go. And because I'm flying in on a Saturday, the rental car place is closed on Sunday, so I have to keep the car till Monday. I can use that Sunday, you know, to run my errands, do some stuff, prepare for the week, you know, hit Sparkle, get my ham salad and goodies and popcorn and blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking about taking my food chopper or buying one there. I'm not sure. I got to weigh the economic costs and all that for that. I like to have the cord wrapped around the bar so it's not shaking. As you can see, I got it tied. Oh, look at it, it's facing down. Oh, let me get that together. What's it doing? Is that better? Is that better if I go like that? Well, we'll know. We'll be able to do the test. That was the test. See, I love doing tests. You know, I was looking at my videos. I've been doing tests for over a decade. I'm like, this is just a test. That's exactly what I've been saying, this, doing that for like over a decade. It doesn't feel straight. Yes, I'm anal. I'm very, very anal. Thank you very much. I like to have things perpendicular. You know, right angles. I love right angles. That's why when I was in Barcelona, seeing Gaudi's work, I think that's his name, Gaudi. It looked like Dr. Seuss to me. I didn't like it. I like New York City, western corners, and, you know, perpendicular lines, and squares, and traditional geometric figuring, whatever. But anyway, and I was thinking too when I talked about did I talk about that yet? Oh, the reason I turned this on is to talk about the high cost of rental car. My God, they want $40 a day to rent a car in Youngstown, Ohio. You rent a car, $60, someone wants $60. AAA can get it down to $41 a day. Enterprise wants $60 a day. So I Google it. I Google why car rental prices are high. You know, in my quick Googling, I didn't really find an answer, but I did find justification, not justification, support, affirmation that rental car prices are high. So yes, they're like 50% higher than they were in 2019 or so. Some people say the pandemic, I just briefly saw something about a semiconductor shortage, just, you know, people throwing stuff out there. probably AI generating articles for me to click on. I love AI. Well, I don't love it, but I'm into it. Pay $20 for the premium. And in my YouTube videos, it's definitely making a difference in that it provides a transcript. And from that transcript, I can do a summary and a description. And there's no doubt that will help my views to get more views, if that's what I want. I'm not even sure. I think I do. I mean, I check just to see. You know, I check. And I dumped a bunch of, I've been dumping a bunch of videos on there with no description, no nothing. Just the name of the video. Something like me talking underscore 203, or the date. So I know that's not going to, you know, attract too much. But I just wanted to get the videos up there instead of waiting and waiting and waiting. So this, let me just bulk, because you got to bulk upload them. And I can like upload 15 at a time. And I just have them all lined up. Because I have them all lined up anyway in folders ready so that I can make audio podcasts on them to put on my website that Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, and all those can pull through my RSS feed. So I got that, and another thing I was thinking about that I could see people saying, see, like the word bougie's been thrown around a lot in my sphere. Not a lot, but okay, three times in the last year or so, something like that. But my daughter said, I said something about my, oh, when the kids were younger, I took them to the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. And I, hold on. Oh, it said it was paused. Oh, looks like it might have stopped. I hope it saved it. Anyway, I took my kids to the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. And, because I like Rodin. And, you know, somehow, somewhere, I said about a Rodin statue, posing as Rodin, you know, as that one statue. And the kids were taking a picture. And they kept going, wait a minute, wait a minute, I ain't get it yet. Wait a minute, wait a minute, I ain't get it yet. They was just laughing. They was just laughing and laughing. I knew something was up, but I played along. But they got me. They kept going, wait, 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 wait a minute, I almost got it. Wait, wait, wait. And they was just laughing. Come to find out, they was just had me out there, you know, just overly posing. So they remember that. And, you know, the picture's somewhere. I got to find it. I can't remember if the picture was on digital or if it's on paper. It's a photograph. I don't know if it was digital. I got to go back through my stuff and find it. But, and then I was scrolling and doing something. And I found other people, you know, something came up in my newsfeed where another lady or people, tourists, were doing the same thing. You know, trying to pose like the Rodin statue. I was like, yeah. And so that one happened in Paris. So I remember that one happening in Paris because when I did it, I was doing it and I had the tripod set up, you know, the selfie stick set up. These ladies came by and told me I was doing it wrong. They was like, you're doing it wrong. So they might have been playing me too. They're like, you're doing it wrong. Go back over there and do it right. You know, so I played along and, you know, she said, hey, they was like, now there you go. I was like, okay. And so when I saw the picture, you know, that came through my feed recently of some people doing it at a gallery, I found that, I you know, screenshot that picture and I went and found the one in Paris because I knew where that one was. And what year and everything. You know, I sent it to the family chat and stuff. And I sent it to my daughter and stuff. And I was like, I wonder, I said, oh, no, she asked me, was that the same statue? And I said something like, I'm not sure if it was the same one, but this one was in Paris. And she said, I sounded bougie. I said, I'm not sure which gala that was. I might have said something like, I'm not sure what gala that was. Was this Paris or blah, 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 blah. And she was like, you sound bougie. And I was like, well, at this point, it's kind of hard not to. I was like, at this point, it's kind of hard not to. And then I really thought about it later. And bougie is relative. If I was hanging around with world traveling millionaires and I'd have made that statement, it wouldn't have sounded bougie. So I think bougie is a two-way street. If you think about it, huh? Huh? I think bougie is a two-way street. I can't be bougie unless somebody ain't. Or, you know, it comes to a class. And I don't want to get too deep into it, but in Youngstown, there seems to be a tendency not to go above certain expectations. It seems to be a tendency not to overperform or excel at certain things. It's like, you know, we're all doing this, we're all doing that. Why do you want to go to college? I didn't mean to put it that way, but you know what I mean. Why do you want to, you know, do that? None of us did it, or something like that. Why do you want to go here or go there or do that? You know, and people see you doing that, and I can see how that would make them uncomfortable. To see somebody else excel puts pressure on the person seeing it to, you know, justify or evaluate why aren't they doing certain things like that. You know, why can't you just be like us and chill? I don't know if that's true or not, but I noticed that may or may not happen in a small town like that. So, me being bougie, and I Googled it. I Googled bougie. And one definition, did I talk about this already? One definition said, acting like you're worth, or, you know, more worthy or more money or financially better off than you are. The other one would just say upper middle class. Yeah, I did talk about this before. But anyhow, I wonder if I talked about the, wonder if I told this whole story before. But anyhow, back to the car rentals. So, that's what I'm going to do. Because I might want to, ouch. See that? I think that was the locust, the famine, the plague, rapture. So, I might want to go to Detroit. 3.5-hour ride, back and forth. The 29th is Memorial Day. I would, and I'm off that day. So far, I'm off that whole weekend. 29th is Memorial Day, and we're having something. We're doing something for Memorial Day. How deep and how heavy, I don't know. But if I was to be able to get up and get on the road at about 8, I can hit Youngstown in enough time to, you know, probably hit the festivities. But 3-hour time difference back there. A lot of times I'm not going to sleep till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So everything is shifted. See, what else is shifted back there? The sun don't come up till like 7:30, 8 o'clock. It seemed like it still be dark at 7:30 in the morning. But it'll stay light until like 9:30, 10 o'clock in summertime sometimes. And I think that's, I was wondering how it did that. And I figured it was, I kind of thought it might have been the position of the location versus the time zone. The time zone, you know, if you're like close to one end of the time zone versus the other one. You know, the sun is going to be at a different angle at that same time, if you're in that same time zone, until it passes over you at the end of the time zone as it travels across the time zone. So, I thought that too, but I think it's just a whole shift of where, especially maybe just in Ohio, Youngstown, where I'm at. But when I was in Moscow, hell, when I was in Moscow, it was only dark for 4 hours. It was like the sun came up at 4. It was like, I think it didn't get dark till like 11 p.m. Then it came right back up at 4. I was like, my God. Another day, they said everybody there has blackout curtains because of stuff like that. You know, you need your darkness. You need your darkness, because I'm used to waking up. In fact, this morning, I got up to pee at like 6 o'clock. Sun was up. It was light outside. I know that don't happen back in Ohio, I don't think. I know that don't happen, blah, 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 I don't think. Ain't that a cool way to put it? I know that. I know for sure, blah, 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 that don't happen, I don't think. That's how you cover your bases. You want to be assured, but you want to leave the possibility of being incorrect, because you may or may not know that you didn't fact check it. And by fact check, I just mean at least one Google, for crying out loud. Google at least one thing. What else can I talk about? Rent a car, and then when I go back there, gotta get a Marriott for the good internet because I'm working. But it would be nice. I never really did Detroit before. After staying, I would have been there a week. I would have been in Ohio for a week, so I would, you know, spend time with granddaughter, my daughter, and see some people. And then I would take off on a Sunday, which I think granddaughter won't be there. And my daughter probably works. Or even if she don't, she probably would enjoy the time alone. So if I was to get up Sunday morning, or even, yeah, I'll have to get up. I'd have to rent the car on Friday. I wonder if I could rent it on Saturday. I could check that. If I could rent it on Saturday, that'd save some money. Get up Saturday morning. I'm gonna check that. Check and see if I can rent it on Saturday morning. I know I can't do it on Sunday. The Enterprise wants $60 a week. AAA travel reservations where I get like a nice discount. That's where I'm renting the one-way trip to the car to and from the airport. Had a decent price. Mine was like $50. Like $50 for one day to drop it off at a different location? Give me three of them. Give me three of them just in case at that price. And I think I paid $115 to go from Cleveland to Youngstown and keeping it for 2 days, which is, hey, you know, it works out. That's nothing. So for like under $200, that's airport excursion shuttle, airport shuttle service, airport service. And Youngstown doesn't have that extensive of a, you know, airport servicing. I'm sure it's there. I wonder if I can find it. I don't know, but you know what? Even with airport servicing, I like being by myself. I don't want to be in a car with somebody else. Even though it would be nice just to look out the window and not do nothing. And, you know, I talk like that. But, you know, a lot of times I get in that position and talking to people, I turn out, you know, when I open up and connect with people, it seems to, you know, be nice. It always seems to be a pleasant experience and I get something out of it. You know, so I shouldn't be that way, sort of, you know what I mean? But there's something about driving into Youngstown by myself, taking it all in, absorbing. You know, because I think last time I was there, all the leaves were gone and the sky was gray. So I gotta see, you know, if this time are they, is it, you know, has the leaves and stuff come back yet? In a couple months. It's been a couple months, I think. I was there, I can't even remember when I was there, January, I think. I don't know. I gotta look at this, look at my thing. But anyway, so I like driving in. I like having that, you know, ain't nothing like landing. You know, you got all your, you know, I don't do check baggage, so I got my luggage with me. Grab it, hit the rental car place, hit the rental car shuttle, then, you know, hit the freeway, drive into town, up Market Street, blah, blah, blah. I think it's 71, 480, 71, 7680, 680, Market Street, Midlothian, boom, boom, boom. Won't be able to make it sparkle because I land too late. So, you know, might just go straight to Walmart or Giant Eagle. Might go to Walmart and get my food chopper. I got to see how that's going to work. I'm looking at what I have to take. I got clothes back there. But since I've been upgrading my clothes, I may want to upgrade those clothes back there too. Not that it matters. Cause I really don't care what I look like, to put it crudely, because I don't go anywhere. So I got like two sets of clothes. Clothes that I walk in, come in, rinse, take a shower, and then, you know, put my work clothes on. Speaking of shower, I only use soap and shower gel maybe once a month. My showers consist of just rinsing and hand wiping. And it might be better if you don't think about the hand wiping part too much. So, and then once a month, I'll groom or cut my hair or something like that. It's really moisturize, and I moisturize, you know, every now and then during the month, but I'll moisturize, put on music, you know, just kind of chill and go through that shower thing, and, you know, my CeraVe stuff, you know, cut my hair, shave, or whatever I do, use soap and a scrubber. I got one of those brute or man thing, man something. Scrubbers, you know, scrub my body, you know, feet. Got a foot scrubber that I don't use snuff a lot, where got this little bristle things. It's like a shower mat, but it has bristle things. You can put soap on it and scrub your feet on it. My daughter had one, and I was like, oh, I need this. This is like cool. This is like exactly, I ain't got to bend over, blah, blah. So, that, but most of the time I just rinse. And the way I live and the contact with people that I have, I don't want to say it don't matter if I stink. I can say I don't care if I stink for sure. I'm like, I ain't around nobody. Like these clothes I got on now, I'm sweating. The more I sweat, you know, the more I lose weight. So I get back and the t-shirt and the long sleeve shirt will, you know, be sweated out. So I'll have to, I mean, I'll like hold it, set it up so it'll dry, and I'll put the pants to the side, and I'll grab my set of work clothes, my daily work clothes, put those on. And then at night I have house clothes, sweats and a shirt that I, you know, sometimes switch over to if I'm in the house, because somehow the idea of not wearing clothes, somebody said that, I think it was Ponytail, talking about not wanting to, you know, the clothes that you wear outside, don't sit on the bed with the clothes you get. And I get that, because it hit me, because hell, I was riding Metro, and you know that's nasty. You know, I was riding Metro. I turned around and let the person ahead of me get a little bit of distance. I was riding Metro, so you know that's nasty. I've got on the train and seen a big pile of shit sitting right there on the seat. You know, so you know that's nasty. You see the people on there. And then take those clothes and go home and sit on your bed or something like that. You know, that I became, I was like, that is enough to catch my hair. Because my sister tell me that kind of stuff all the time. You know, don't do this. Don't cut meat on the counter. Don't pick that. Wash your hands. Did you just dig in your nose? Blah, 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 blah. You know, and it just goes. But sometimes somebody say something. I'm like, ooh, that makes sense. Or I'll see something and go, yeah, I might want to think about that one. Like the one I'm kind of thinking about now is shoes in the house. Because I do a lot of walking. I do a lot of walking. And there's like dog shit everywhere. You know, it's like dog, all kinds of stuff. I do a lot of walking. And I wear these shoes all day. Same shoes, you know, all around the house and this and that and this and that. Because I walk during work. And so I don't got, and that 15 minutes comes, I'm like, bam, bam, I'm out the door to get the full walking time. So I don't have time to like switch shoes or do that or do this, you know, when I'm in the house. And it's became a point of concern at my daughter's house, who may or may not be overly aware of certain activities that way. You know, because a lot of people, the whole take your shoes off thing, you know, some people take that to an extreme. And it's obviously, you know, certain cultures that, you know, the whole take your shoes off when you come to the house thing is like a tradition from thousands of years. Yeah, I'm just throwing that out there. But, you know, it's a concern. I can see, I don't want to say valid or invalid, but yeah, it's definitely a point of concern that somebody could raise that may have some legitimacy and validity from my subjective point of view. Because like I'm walking now, I'm looking at stuff, and then I hadn't vacuumed or did my floors in a long time. And they was, I guess you could say they was nasty. You might as well say they was nasty. Or they just might have been dirty. I think dirty or messy, dirty might have been the word. Nasty, I'm not too sure. But I walk from the bathroom to the bedroom, and be stuff all on the bottom of my feet. Then I get in bed, you know, you get in bed, and then over time, you see all the stuff in your bed from your feet and stuff. You know, like little, you know, little plant pieces of plant, those things, whatever you call them, stingles or sticker, I don't know. You know, like stuff, debris, and those things stuck in socks. If I walk through certain grassy areas or weeds. Those things get stuck in your sock and they're in there. You gotta get them, go home, take my shoes off. Gotta shake those off. I used to shake them off right down the floor because I ain't, you know, trying to do it the right way at that time. So I finally went ahead, vacuumed. Then I used the Swisher, the Swifter thingy, which the pad was, should have been changed because it was dirty. It was like really dirty. I should have changed it, but I just did it anyway. I didn't care. And in fact, when I did the bathroom, the bathroom floor is white, so you can see that the spray stuff and the mopping was leaving kind of a dirty. You can see a little bit of dirt in the water and stuff. And I was like, it looked better than it did before. You know, so that was fun. So, and these shoes, these shoes was on sale. I think I got them for $16 a piece. I bought 4 pair. I've been wearing these same shoes maybe a year now. You know, they last. They're beat up to a degree, but they're lasting. I was buying those N1s, high top, kind of basketball canvas, $16 a piece. I was paying under $20 a piece for those shoes. I was in love with them. Until I tried on some real shoes, I was like, whoop. I guess I gotta start paying the money. I think I tried on some DC Pros. Me and my niece went to a place or something. I said, let me try to get some good shoes. And I think it was, yeah, I got some DC Pros. I think DC Pros was my first one. And I got a pair of those. You know, maybe, I don't know if it's real leather, but it's, you know, more support leather. It's a better shoe. Paid like $60 for it, which, you know, ain't a lot. And consider, it was a good shoe, more support. It just felt good on my foot. If I wore them 4 times, they didn't get all stretched to the point that where my foot be swimming around, they get all stretched. And no matter how tightened up, they just, you know, you get. I was like, okay, I graduated from those. And in fact, I got a couple pair still that are, you know, they're in good condition. I try to wear them. They don't feel right. You can see me, probably see on my face now, how I'm looking to wanting to get there, throw them away. Make room for the next. There's a couple pair of shoes I probably could throw away. Since I don't go nowhere, it's shoes I ain't gonna wear no more. I could probably throw away, make room on my shoe shelf. I like throwing things away. I like, you know, clean. I like managing my empire and inventory. So I could probably, you know, a couple of those thrown away. I said, well, I'll just keep these just in case I blah, blah, blah. Knowing I ain't gonna be blah, blah, blah. But you never know. And that's the point, you never know. You should keep at least one pair of shoes you could just beat up. You know, if you gotta go out and do something dirty. You know, that rare occasion that I haven't done in probably 10 years. You know, like cut grass or do something like that. Got a pair of steel toe boots too that I'm just keeping. Got them on sale or something, like, you know, be in a store. $7. You say, oh, probably never worn. You know, stuff like that. Could probably get rid of them. But, yeah. Those N1s, they was my go-to. I was proud of them. Bragging about them. Look, yeah. $20. They feel good for a while. And I got some of those DC Pros. A real shoe, maybe a skateboard shoe. Because I was trying on the feelers. It hurt my feet. It seemed like the curve across my pinky toe, that side of, is too sharp. And it hurts my feet. You got to watch. All shoes are not created equal. You got to watch. I was like, why are these hurting my feet? Maybe I'm getting them too small. Maybe instead of 13, I got to get a 14. It could be that. Maybe I'll try that next time. But I think I tried that and that wasn't it. It's a size 13. And I put on the DC Pros. I was like, hey, I like these. So I've been going with them last couple of purchases. You know, doing it that way. And so I got like 3 pair of them. That, you know, if I travel, if I go out. And I got some cheap shoes that, you know, cheaper or on sale. You'd be out, oh! I found a couple pair of Vans. They were like $14 or something. Just happened to walk in the store. Me and the dame was walking around. We just happened to go in the store. And I was like, oh, let me get a couple pair of these just to get them. You know, so it was cool. It was fun. So I got a few of those. Some of them I should definitely throw away. And I might. But anyhow, I was hoping I just wouldn't talk about car rentals, and I didn't. I didn't talk about politics too much either, did I? I didn't say anything about Tucker Carlson or the woke movement or left and right or Vivek Ramsey-Yavia, or whatever his name is. Or Donald Trump being indicted or convicted. People going all crazy, being happy. I don't understand why. Let's just leave it at that. I really don't understand why people revel so deeply in that news. Like I said, I might just be taking it too seriously. I might be taking the people who are doing that too seriously. They might be tongue-in-cheek, and they just might be joking. And it might be me who's misreading what's going on. Because it's hard for me to understand how so many people across my news feed, Facebook news feed, are celebrating so consistently what happens to a single person. I don't get it. I don't understand. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey. I'm swinging on y'all 2 times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Yeah, I forgot to exist in any atom. I know. But it's about the totality of it all. Y'all, I used to say, it's the totality of it all, y'all. A theory of universe. A hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey.